Hello and welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. We're so glad you're joining us for today's inspiration with Christian Science practitioner Patrick McCreary. He's from St. Louis, Missouri.
Once I worked at a Fortune 500 company for the chief of staff to the CEO. It was intense, working on call 7 days a week. He asked if I was taking my breaks. Not really, I replied. Then he said, I want you to take your breaks. After this, humble prayer became my most valuable daily duty. This was time to remember what God is and who I am and who everyone is as his spiritual ideas. It paid off. Some weeks later, I was working on a time-sensitive project. Just before completion, everything came to an abrupt halt. One vital part was not working, no matter what I tried. I was frustrated, nervous, angry, and fearful of missing the deadline. But rather than becoming angrier, I took a break, sat down, and a simple plea came to mind. God, help me. I was reminded from the Bible that the Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Soon an associate walked in and asked about the project. I explained the problem, and he asked if I had tried a certain design change. It was like witnessing the clouds parting. In my increasing impatience, I had never even thought of his simple suggestion. Following his lead, the project was finished within half an hour and ahead of schedule. The Bible relates that Daniel prayed 3 times a day. Paul told us to pray without ceasing. And Christ Jesus came closer to that inspired counsel than any other. The discoverer of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy, writes in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, Spirit, God, is heard when the senses are silent. She also writes that we are all capable of more than we do. I learned that God gives me freedom from a false sense of responsibility, creativity, and productivity, because God is the source of all intelligence. As a hymn in the Christian Science hymnal puts it, from glory unto glory, 'tis love that leads us on. As wider yet and wider the rising splendors glow. What wisdom is revealed to us? What freedom we may know?
Thanks for joining us for another week of fresh inspiration. For more from the First Church of Christ Scientist, be sure to check out our audio landing page at christianscience.com/audio. This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.